Welcome back to the Perfect Dose Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kristen Herzog, board-certified nurse practitioner and injection specialist. I am so excited to share with you guys today. This episode is about Ozempic. And I actually have a little bit of a different take on Ozempic than most people that you probably follow on Instagram or probably listen to on podcasts, because I like Ozempic. I think it's an amazing drug. It is a great tool in the toolbox for the right candidate, for the right person. However, it is being currently abused by a lot of people. So when it is not dosed appropriately or managed appropriately, it's problematic. But again, for the right person, it is an amazing drug. So I'm going to break down exactly what Ozempic is. I'm going to share the benefits, the risks, the nitty gritty of all things you need to know about Ozempic. Now, Ozempic is better known as semaglutide. You're going to hear that a lot because semaglutide is another name for Ozempic. Semaglutide is something called a GLP-1 agonist. And what that means is when you take semaglutide, it is going to work on the receptors in your gut and your brain, GLP-1 and 2. So GLP-1 is going to help you feel full longer. It's also going to trick your brain into not having any more cravings, which is really, really great. So when you take Ozempic, you're not hungry anymore. You feel full faster. Another important note is that a GLP-1 agonist is also going to keep food in your stomach longer. So it's going to slow down the way that you have gastric emptying. So food sits in your stomach longer. Your brain is cued to feel full and not feel as hungry. That is what semaglutide is. Now, there's another type of drug that falls into this category called tirzepatide. Tirzepatide is better known as Mounjaro, and tirzepatide is a GLP-1 and GLP-2 agonist. So you're actually going to get weight loss faster with tirzepatide, and typically you're going to experience less side effects because it's working on both those receptors. So those are the two drugs I'm going to do a deep dive into today with you guys here on the Perfect Dose Podcast. Now, I want to start by sharing who is a candidate for these drugs, because a lot of times, especially when this first came out, people thought, well, you have to be obese, BMI 30 or greater in order to get prescribed Ozempic. And that's not necessarily true. I feel like in my practice, when I'm prescribing Ozempic, there's a lot of other factors that go into why I would or would not prescribe semaglutide Ozempic for a patient. And it's not only based on weight, but it's also based on your labs. So anytime I see a first-time patient that's interested in this drug, I will have them come into my practice with lab work so I can actually see what their blood says. And something that makes you a candidate is, well, do you have high blood pressure? Do you have high cholesterol? Maybe you have a condition like PCOS or Hashimoto's thyroiditis, something that's making weight loss harder for you. That, in my practice, makes you a great candidate potentially for semaglutide and tirzepatide. Now, how I manage semaglutide and tirzepatide in my practice is not only do I say, okay, you're a candidate because you meet these criteria, whether that's how much you weigh, whether that's what type of medical problems that you have, your overall goal for weight loss, et cetera. But I actually manage my patients. And that is part of the problem right now with Ozempic and why you see people that look literally crazy that need to get off of it, is some doctors are prescribing Ozempic. They're not teaching patients how to properly use this drug and how to use it as a tool. They're sending them home with a vial. People are like self-dosing themselves and literally just not eating because it is that GLP-1, GLP-2 agonist that's making you feel full faster. And therefore, they're having problems. So in my practice, I manage you. When I see patients for semaglutide, I actually make you come in every single week. We get a weight check on you. We take your measurements. We initially get those labs, and then afterwards, we're going to get your labs every 3 months. And we actually teach you how to use the drug and eat well on the drug, which is key. Because if you're using semaglutide and you're using it as a tool to lose weight and you're making healthy lifestyle changes, you're going to be actually very successful on this drug, which is why I really like it. Now, if you're somebody that's out there and you're like, well, I want to lose 3 pounds. I just want to be skinny. There's so many other options for you besides semaglutide. You don't need to be on this drug. So again, I want to highlight how important it is that you are the right candidate and that it is a tool in the toolbox. Okay, so I shared with you guys what happens in my practice when you're on semaglutide. You're coming in every week. You're a great candidate for this. We're measuring your body measurements, your weight. We're making sure you're on track. But how do you know if you're actually making progress on semaglutide, besides just measuring the weight on the scale? Well, something that we're going to measure in addition to the weight on the scale is actually how you're feeling. So typically when you start semaglutide, initially you're going to feel tired, you're going to feel fatigued, and it's important to understand those side effects of semaglutide. But once you start really using the drug effectively and you're managing your side effects appropriately, you're going to feel really good. So most often my patients will state that they have more energy, they're making it to the gym, they're doing all the right things to be successful on this drug. So if you're listening right now and you're like, maybe I'm a candidate for this drug, I want to consider using it, here's the protocol of exactly how I recommend being dosed and how to use it. So when you first start semaglutide or tirzepatide, pending which one you and your provider choose, you are going to start at the lowest dose. Now that's very important because we need to see how your body adapts to this medication. Some people on the lowest dose literally start losing weight pretty quickly and they don't ever need to titrate up. But then there's going to be patients that maybe aren't losing weight and they're not having side effects. So I, in my practice, will increase your dose according to that. Now, with that, as you lose weight, I want you guys to all understand how much weight you need to lose because you don't want to be on this drug and be losing 5 pounds a week. That is totally unsafe. And in fact, you're not losing fat at that point. You're losing muscle. And that's something that I always talk to my patients about every single week. I don't want you losing muscle. So part of my protocol of being on semaglutide effectively is going to be working out, making sure that you don't lose more than 3 pounds per week. If you're losing more than 3 pounds per week, I'm lowering your dose immediately. I let you go up to 3 pounds. That's pretty much a safe weight to lose each and every week to ensure you're not losing muscle. Another way that we make sure our patients aren't losing muscle is we make sure you're working out and eating adequate protein. And eating adequate protein might surprise you guys, actually, because it's important that for females, you eat at least 100 grams of protein per day. And for males, you're eating 150 plus, which sounds like a lot of protein, and it is, but it's important that you do this to maintain your muscle mass. Another reason why I really make sure all my patients eat a lot of protein in my practice when they're on my protocol is because protein is going to help you feel full longer. So if you're eating semaglutide and you're taking semaglutide and you're not eating, you're not putting any fuel in your body, of course you're going to lose weight fast. You're going to lose muscle, you're going to lose fat, and then as soon as you're off the drug, you're going to gain it all back. However, if you are on this drug and you're eating high protein, you're drinking lots of water, you're eating high fiber, you're actually training your brain to like these foods and to put the right foods in your body. So not only are you going to lose weight, but as we titrate you off this drug, you're going to keep that weight off. So that's going to bring me to my next point. Patients ask me all the time, and some of you listeners might be thinking, well, okay, I want semaglutide, but I don't want to be on this drug forever. Do I have to be on it forever? Or how long am I on it? And the answer to that question is no, you should not be on semaglutide forever. And in fact, I don't recommend being on this drug for more than a year. Those studies show that semaglutide was safe for up to 72 weeks. And that's a little bit over a year, probably about a year and a half. So in my practice, I don't keep any of my patients on it for more than a year. Most of my patients are on semaglutide for about 3 to 6 months. Some longer. It's really just depending what your weight loss goals are and what is impeding your weight loss, right? Because we're working together to figure out the why and make the changes so that you can make effective lifestyle habits. Now, once you've made those lifestyle habits and you're losing weight, you hit your weight loss goal, let's say it's 6 months down the road, you're thinking, okay, Kristen, well, what do I do to get off in order so I don't gain the weight back? Because nobody wants to gain the weight back. And again, in my protocol, if you eat the right foods at the right times, you're on the right dosage, and you're doing all of the right things to make lifestyle changes, you're not going to gain the weight back. So what I do in my practice is I actually have my patients start weaning off the medication by doing a lower dose every other week and eventually getting off of it completely and switching over to something called NAD. And for those of you listening that are into biohacking, you probably know what NAD is. But if you don't, I'm going to share with you. NAD is literally so amazing for anti-inflammatory properties. It helps with brain fog. It helps with more energy, better sleep. It's also crucial to helping you maintain this weight loss. Now, NAD is naturally found in our body. And as we age, NAD is going to decline. It's also going to decline with different environmental factors. What you eat, drinking alcohol, things like that all lower your NAD. Now, when we put NAD back into your body, it's refueling your cell's powerhouse or your cell's mitochondria. So in my practice, part of my protocol is when we're done with your semaglutide, we switch you to NAD. And this is something very effective for patients that typically they'll start by coming in once a week and then slowly go to once a month. And then they maintain it with once a quarter. And I have not had any patients in my practice gain weight back after semaglutide when they follow my protocol and when they stick to these lifestyle changes that we worked really hard to make. Okay, so big takeaways for you guys from this episode is that Ozempic is actually a really amazing drug when you use it the right way. It is a tool in the toolbox. It's not meant to take to not eat. And it's not meant to take if you're not the right candidate. But if you are the right candidate, it's a really amazing drug that can do amazing things and that can really change your life. It's also important to make sure you follow a really good protocol like the one I just shared with you guys so that once you lose the weight, if you choose to do this drug, you don't gain it back. Now, something I give all my patients in my practice, and I'm going to share with you guys in the show notes today, is a specific semaglutide diet plan that consists of protein, fruits, vegetables, the exact breakdown of what you should or should not eat when you're on semaglutide to be successful. So I'm going to share that with you guys today. Hopefully you learned a lot today about semaglutide. If you guys want to know more, follow me on Instagram at The Perfect Dose or come see me in Scottsdale at my med spa. This is Dr. Kristen Herzog. I will see you next week.